everybody.
Morning.
This is...
It's not morning at all.
Soda Radio, also known as the Popcast.
The Real Deal with Bill McNeil. That's what it made me think of.
Okay.
I just saw that episode, though. Yeah, this is the Popcast.
I'm Mike.
I'm Aaron.
And today we are bringing you...
Episode?
I don't know. I think I last count. 15?
15.
15.
15.
To celebrate 15 episodes, we figure we'd review a soda and bring you some soda news.
That's true. And Mike has had several glasses of champagne, so this should be fun. I'm getting married tomorrow.
Yay!
So we just
by
got
the
back.
Time you hear this, Aaron will be getting married tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never mind.
And
that didn't work out at all.
It didn't. And so we just got back from a rehearsal dinner.
Yep.
Where there was champagne and cake and steak. And salad.
And salad.
For our vegetarian friends.
Yes.
Both of them.
Delicious salad. The salad... Here's my problem with salads. Normally, you have lettuce or spinach.
Right.
And then you pour dressing over it.
Right.
Let me tell you what they did correctly with the salad. I don't know how they did it, but this is what it was like. It's like they put all the spinach flat on the ground.
And painted...
And painted the dressing on.
Yeah. I like that, too.
That's great. That's... I don't know how they did that.
You know how they do that?
How?
When I worked at an Italian restaurant, we made Caesar
Hold
salads.
On. Soda. Okay, go on.
Yes, soda. We're still going to talk about the soda.
You made Caesar salads.
We made Caesar salads.
Yep.
And what we did to make them was we put lettuce and croutons or whatever.
Right.
And then we would just put a glop of Caesar dressing on it.
Okay.
Close a styrofoam box.
How big
box.
Is a glop?
Pretty big. Close the styrofoam. Close the styrofoam box you made it in, and then just shake it.
Okay, so you're shaking the salad,
right? And
all
then
right.
the dressing
well,
is getting
I guess,
distributed.
I guess I have to.
It wasn't done as well that. As they did, though.
This was like
they did a good job on their salad.
That was exactly what I was thinking. I was like they are painting dressing on these individually.
Yeah. Soda.
Soda. Today we have. I can't read it now, so I don't know. It's Organics Blood Orange Italian Soda.
From Walgreens.
From Walgreens.
Imported from Italy,
yes.
though.
Not Walgreens in Italy. I don't think there's Walgreens in Italy. Could be.
Can I do my fast fact now?
Yes! Oh, yeah, you might as well.
Just saying on the whole Italian thing, did you know that Tony the Tiger... was once on the cover of Italian GQ.
To play along, I'll say, no, I didn't.
He was,
yesterday,
though.
I didn't know.
Yeah, I know.
That's awesome.
It is.
They would never do that. I don't think I would put an animated character on GQ ever again. It's like a joke.
Yeah. But he's Tony the Tiger. Tony the Tiger, apparently
he's
Italian.
He's great.
Yeah. Thanks, Thurl.
Thurl. Thanks, Thurl.
Thurl.
I just want to repeat it.
I didn't realize it worked like that.
Yeah, that's... is that how it works? I guess it is.
Yeah, you need to upend that.
This is big time up and
because it is
necessary.
It is highly discolored
and
at the bottom.
I saw you upend this earlier, and within 3 minutes, boom, it all...
Sediment.
Yeah, all sunk to the bottom again. So I'm going to upend this, and we will...
I'm going to stare at the camera more, you know why?
Why?
My mom said, look at the camera more. You
okay.
Look at the camera
Sorry.
Enough.
I will, too. Maybe. maybe that's what
that was probably creepy. Pour in front.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Listen to this, audience. There it is.
That looks delicious. So, I'd like some.
Okay, let me pour you some.
Thanks, friend.
Friend. You're welcome. All right, I can smell this from here. Let's smell it.
I don't think I'm going to like this right
now. I don't either. It
smells like grapefruit to me.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Whoa. Hold on. Let me do this again. Okay.
This is going to be so detailed.
Have you ever had something called a slush puppy?
They used to sell them in our high school cafeteria.
Okay, yeah, we had them in elementary school when, you
know,
it's good to get the kids on HFCS early. This smells like an orange slush puppy.
We didn't have orange. The only flavor I had was red.
That's terrible. Orange was like the best one. And when I drank it, I would bite the straw so that I only got the liquid and not the ice.
Well.
Tip.
Pro tip. For some...
It touched me.
For some weird reason...
You know, white boy, I can't taste it yet.
The term straw biter seems like it's cruel.
You see that out of here, straw biter.
See that Edwards kid over there? He's a total straw biter.
All right.
Oh, let's drink this. I don't think I'm going to like this at all.
I don't either. I hope I'm wrong. Well, it doesn't taste like orange slush puppy. No. I certainly didn't think it would.
The only blood orange thing I've had was the blood from the, what's that?
True Blood.
Yeah, from the True Blood show.
The True Blood show. it's not bad. It's kind of like carbonated orange juice.
Yes.
But a little watery.
Yeah, it is. It's like watery.
Carbonated orange juice.
Carbonated orange juice / grapefruit juice.
By the way, thank you. This was a Dan W. production.
Yeah, he gave this to us about a year and a half ago.
Yes, this was a long... This is like... this is like the longest one that we've had.
And it's still good. We did check the date.
Yeah, we did. Did you?
Actually, soda's usually good for about 2 years.
Okay.
Or a year.
We checked the date. Let's edit that out.
Best Buy, September 10th, 2010.
Right. Wait, that didn't work.
You know, for as much as I don't like it, I keep drinking it.
Yeah. Well, I don't like it.
I'm not saying it's gross.
This isn't something I would have on a regular basis.
No,
You know what this would go great with? A Hershey's bar.
What? You're a liar.
Yeah, I am a liar.
Okay, this would be horrible. I feel like it's nutritional for me, though.
I know.
I feel like this should be like have vitamins.
We didn't do our usual, or I totally forgot. carbonated water, organic blood orange juice from concentrate, organic sugar, citric acid, natural blood orange flavor, black carrot juice for color, natural orange flavor.
What's a black carrot look like?
I assume it looks like a carrot, but it's colored black. Just a hunch. Look it up. We don't do that for you.
If only there's some kind of box.
Get a
where
job.
You type in and queries.
Yes.
And find
search for things on the internet.
Yeah.
Queries. Questions. Concerns.
Can we do the news now?
Yep.
Time for the news. It's time for the news. The news is here.
Here it is.
I sing that now just because I want to see that in the trailer.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say something, but I thought I wouldn't.
You can do it next time.
I don't want to.
Oh.
I'm just saying I was going to say something about you doing that.
Oh.
Oh. This is from the Associated Press, which you may have heard of.
Oh, pardon me. Sorry.
Get out.
Our streak is broken. We drink soda.
Jones Soda names new president, CEO.
You know what I like about CEO?
What?
It's... If it was a word, it would sound almost like CEO. Like spelling it and saying it wouldn't be that different. It
could be CEO.
Yeah, no, but CEO kind of sounds like CEO. It's the same thing with the name Stacy. S-A-C-E-Y. S-T-A-C-Y.
Okay.
That was S.
Good morning.
Whatever.
And welcome to the Soda Jerks podcast. Seattle. Jones Soda Company said Wednesday it has named beverage industry veteran William R. Messiner.
Oh, snap! Rocking the boat with a guy I don't
featuring
know.
Featuring Akon as its new president and CEO. Part of that wasn't true. Replacing... I'm about to pronounce the next... I'm pronouncing two names at once. Replacing Joth Ricci, or Ricci, who has left the company to pursue other opportunities. The transition comes as the soda company, known for quirky flavors, is losing money, and after a deal to sell the company fell through. Messiner.
We drink sodas.
Yep. Messiner was most recently president of the privately held Talking Rain Beverage. Before that, he was the chief marketing officer for Fuze Beverages, a division of Coca-Cola North America. He joins Jones Soda effective Friday, a.k.a. right now. Yep, so there you go. So Jones has a new president, and they are still looking to be sold. And they are still trying to get out of their situation where they have... where their stock is below $1 per share.
Yeah, so the NASDAQ gets off their back.
More changes for Jones there.
Man.
Yep, not much more to say about that.
Nope.
But we could talk about their year-end results.
That is the smallest font I've ever seen for an article. Wow, that is like...
There.
That's like the Bible on a web page.
There, I did the L. Whatever.
It's really tiny.
I made it bigger.
Thank you.
Because you're reading it.
Yeah, I'm not.
Jones Soda Company. I had to joke for the last one. I can't remember what it is now. I almost want to like go back and think of it, but it couldn't have been that good.
No, if you forgot it.
Couldn't have been as good as featuring Akon. Jones Soda Company, a leader in the premium soda category and known for its unique branding and innovative marketing today, announced results for the fourth quarter and year ended December 31st, 2009. The company reported a net loss of $4.5 million, or 17 cents a share, for the quarter ended December 31st, 2009, an increase of 33%.
This is really boring. It's just numbers.
All right, so Jones did badly last year.
Okay.
Moving on.
That is the most obvious. I mean, how many weeks now have we been talking about how Jones is doing badly money-wise?
I was putting it in perspective.
Numbers-wise?
You want to get the news? You want to get the news?
No. I just want to judge people. That looks fun.
By the way, the last article is from CBS Market Watch.
Woo, CBS Market Watch.
This one's from the Los Angeles Times. All the rage.
0% APR for 60 months.
That's an advertisement.
I know, but what is it?
That's a vehicle.
It's a Traverse.
Okay. Coca-Cola debuts Karl Lagerfeld designed soda bottles and ads. I'm sure you're familiar with Karl Lagerfeld.
Oh, yes. I have a
shirt.
But
for those of you at home who aren't, he is a designer.
That was very helpful for all of them.
You're welcome. He designed a label for a limited edition run of Coca-Cola Light in France. He is on the label.
Is that
the
guy?
He put his silhouette on the label, which you can see a picture of at... TheSodaJerks.net. By the way,
what?
At the rate we're going, I'm totally going to stop putting these articles on the site.
Why?
Look at how many people go to that. It's like none.
No one looks at the articles?
In a month, like, four people looked at, like, 1 week. Like, wow. I waited, like, 4 weeks after a particular episode, and it was, like, four. Like, eight was the highest I ever saw.
I'm redoing the top sodas part, because...
That's whatever.
Yeah.
Go on there and look at these bottles.
Soda news section.
What do you think of this bottle? I think that I like any clever bottle. Any bottle.
How's that clever, though?
It's not a regular Coke bottle.
No, it's not. I think it's rather pretentious that he has his silhouette.
Yeah, that's pretentious. What if this was any other guy?
That's fine.
Okay. Moving on. Here's an article on our favorite soda store.
The one we visit so often?
No, Galco's Soda Pop Stop.
Oh, the one we've never been to.
Right, but I'm
But it is my favorite soda store.
I'm saying this just because you're going to...
Los Angeles?
Yeah, so I'm trying to...
Sway me? I bet I don't even make it there.
Look at this aisle. There's a picture of an aisle here. It's bigger than any soda aisle in any store I've ever seen.
That is pretty amazing. That's a really thin aisle, though.
Right, and it's just one aisle.
I guess you don't need a cart.
Yeah. If you haven't been to this store, you better have a really good excuse, especially if you're in the Los Angeles area, whether you're on vacation or not. It says it right there.
Well,
that's not true.
I'm in the Los Angeles area, though.
Yeah, you are.
It's Anaheim?
That's the Los Angeles area.
Whatever.
The place is in the same county. Place is nothing short of wondrous. Housing a nondescript building that used to be an ordinary grocery store, Galco's is home to more amazing, marvelous things than I'd ever dreamt of. That's sad. Like, I could even dream up a better soda store.
Yeah.
That's sad. Like, this guy hasn't dreamed of, like, flying and, like, climbing on rainbows.
You could never dream of a better... Look, I'm going to dream up a store for you right now, sir. You walk in, and there's nothing. There's nothing at all. And then you push a button, and the soda you want rises up on a platform 6 inches from your face.
Right, that...
And you grab it, and the platform goes down,
right.
And then you leave.
That's even more impressive.
And it will automatically take the money from your carpet, from your carpet, from your pocket, or your card.
I like it. It's better than this.
And then a dog slaps you in the face.
That's terrible. For now, though, this is probably as good as it gets.
Exodus.
They have Exodus the dog will slap you in the face. They have cucumber soda and celery soda and espresso soda. Amazing.
Amazing. Tell me if you like this idea.
Okay.
I got Twist, you know.
Yep.
I'll go on a secretary.
Correct.
Do you want an Exodus the dog?
Yeah, okay.
That way an Exodus the dog could be with your soda bottles when you take a picture of it.
Oh, do I want an Exodus
yes.
the dog? Yeah, I don't know. I'll think about it.
Okay. I was wondering, he's become more of a staple.
Than Twist.
Not
wow.
than Twist.
If Twist hears this, he'll probably
no,
go on a
No, not more than Twist.
Like run into the street or something.
Yeah.
In front of a car. Don't do it. We love him. There are at least 34 different varieties of root beer available. That doesn't seem like a lot.
It doesn't. I think we've had several of them.
Which is an important fact that I learned last weekend. Thank you, author. I was having some of
That's
my esteemed colleagues over for a root beer tasting party.
And that sounds fun.
And then in parentheticals, it says, all the cool kids are doing it. So we headed up to Galico's the day before to stock up, thinking that maybe there would be a dozen or so different root beers at most, and instead came home with 34. So they bought all 34.
That's, okay, if you're going up for a dozen of something, and they don't even have 3 dozen of something, that's not as, that's a good number of root beers.
Yeah.
But he's making it much more impressive sounding.
John Ness, the owner.
Yeah.
Made sure that we picked up a bottle of Red Ribbon, one of the hardest root beers to find because it's made with a process that somehow involves dry ice.
Wow.
Sounds dangerous. Yep. The end. Fun fact, they got through 8 varieties before we succumbed to sugar comas. Then we ate a bunch of pizza. Sorry. That was rude. I was like, where's the article? Wait. That was from Los Angeles Met Blogs.
Thanks, Los Angeles Met Blogs.
It's Los Angeles. This is coffee soda. We've heard of this before.
Several times.
Just not this one. If coffee beer sounded like a paradox.
Drew Carey.
Oh, yeah. Good job. Then coffee soda might be overkill. Wouldn't it be a sugar caffeine rush just waiting to push your heart into overdrive? But believe it or not, coffee sodas have existed at least since the late 19th century, when Manhattan Special released its espresso coffee soda, a blend that includes brewed coffee and pure cane sugar. Also available as a diet drink made with NutraSweet. Blah. There you go.
Okay, that was a story that I should have found interesting because, but they did a horrible job.
Yeah,
telling us the story.
That's about it.
Who did that?
This was Slash Food.
Okay,
sad. Kitchen Daily was an advertisement. Sorry, this was not from Kitchen Daily.
Slash Food.
Yep, Slash Food. It looks like a nice. I like the bottle. Go to thesoldjerks.net, click on the news section. Please.
All right. Save the news section.
So that was our exciting news.
Because
for this
it
late
cost
hour.
Us so much money to keep the news section up.
Right.
It's like at least $30 a week just to keep the news section up.
A week?
A week. You know our website costs several hundred dollars a month to maintain?
Nope.
We're getting ripped off.
Good job. Keeping it family. Alright, so unimpressive news this week. What are you gonna do?
We're gonna tell what we think about this soda.
Yep.
You know this
soda? Seems like one of those yes,
this
organic
blood orange organic Italian soda.
This seems like one of those that if it got warm it would be horribly disgusting.
Yep, I think so. What do you rank this?
Geez, that was quick. Thankfully, sorry, it's not warm right now. I would say buy a bottle.
Yeah.
All right. See ya.
It's buy a bottle because it on one, the bottle's huge, and two, you're either gonna like it or hate it. I don't think you're gonna.
Wow,
love it.
Very good, very good. You're either gonna like it or hate it.
I don't think you're gonna love it. That's my thing. I don't think anyone's gonna go out there and be like, buy a bottle. Why am I not buying stock in this?
One person out there, this will be their favorite soda. Do you think every soda has one person who's like who thinks it's its favorite soda? If that made any sense.
No.
Really?
Well, no, it didn't make sense.
Oh, okay. All right. Do you think that every soda out there,
okay,
has a person associated with it that thinks that that's their favorite soda? So, like, okay, right back here we have.
So somebody, Moxie is their favorite soda.
Right. So this has got to be someone's favorite soda in Japan.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I mean. Do you think every soda has a dude attached to it or
no?
No.
Because stuff like Brussels sprouts and tofurkey and gravy.
Okay, fine. Fair enough. Yeah, but there's crazy people.
Yes, there are.
Oh,
there
man. Are Brussels sprout soda, finally. Like, I'm picturing a dude that lives in a house made with, like...
Made of cats?
Like, hardened... Why cats? Why cats?
Cats are always associated with crazy people.
Okay. But usually they have a lot of cats. They don't make it out of cats.
I know, but if he has a lot... What's crazier? A person with a lot of cats in their house? Or a person whose house is made up of a lot of cats?
Well, obviously a person whose house is made of cats.
How much would you pay to see that?
They're
all alive and they're all healthy.
No, that's weird.
I'd pay $20 to see a house made of live, healthy cats. If I knew they were...
That's weird. Yeah, I know. Yeah. How are they holding each other together?
Oh!
Oh, man.
Wait, we already gave our verdict, right? Buy a bottle.
Buy a bottle, yes. Move on. Okay. Moving on to whatever this is.
I thought of a sign-off. Tell me if you like it.
Okay, great.
We're not going to sign off right now. But,
right.
Because we need to tell them how they can continue listening
stalk
to us.
Stalk us, yes.
Yeah, this is how you stalk us. Go, Mike.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, what else are we going to talk about?
I don't know. If you want to be our friend, you can...
It's for a discombobulated
yes.
show.
If you, yeah. It's very late. If you want to be our friend, you can do so on such places like Facebook.com or Twitter.com/TheSodaJerks. Or you can view our videos like this trailer, which you may be watching, or maybe you're listening to this, so therefore you could go to YouTube.com/TheSodaJerks.
Sure can.
And see the trailers and some other videos we have up there.
They can also listen to us at other various places.
They sure can, such as iTunes or the Zune Marketplace. You can subscribe to us, and as soon as our show is uploaded on the internet, you can it'll download right to you. It's amazing!
Woo! Or you can buy shirts
yes,
on the merchandise tab right. of thesodajerks.net.
Right. I don't even need to repeat that.
No.
If you want to email us, you can do that too. Our addresses are mike@sodajerks.net, aaron@sodajerks.net, or you can email us in general at twist@thesodajerks.net. I don't even know what I said, so I'll repeat it. twist@thesodajerks.net, and our iguana secretary will get your email forwarded to us. Both of us.
Yeah, both of us.
Maybe.
Me first, maybe. Probably.
Maybe. Probably. Probably.
You got anything else?
I don't think so. This is probably really quick, but I guess it doesn't.
I actually think it's longer than normal.
All right.
All right, here is the new, or my suggestion.
Yes.
All right, folks, take it easy. Until next time, don't jerk your soda, soda your jerk.
That's terrible.
We got to think of something.
I know. This is awful.
We're not catchy.
We're creative people.
I know we are. We are creative people. We're the best people in the world. Keep it popping was just... Let's not...
Stop jerking around and keep popping?
No. How about...
Okay, don't be a jerk.
Stop, pop, and drink. But roll. It needs to be something that works the roll.
Stop, pop, and... Stop. So until next time, stop, pop, and enjoy a soda.
Yeah, let's just end it at that for right
now. All right, that's our current progression in the ending.
We'll get
if you
there.
Have a suggestion,
please tell us.
Please contact us in one of the various methods that
so
we
don't have to listen
you.
To us meandering
just,
about.
Just rewind it, and we'll, yeah. you'll hear it all again. So,
okay.
For now, until next time, random ending goodbye thing.
Surf.